Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, January 10th, 2016. Today he is telling us that the year has started well, and why. In 2016, all the major causes of human misery will end. The year of 2016 has started well. Much of importance is happening in preparation for the events ahead, which will unfold quite dramatically and spontaneously as the love that so many are now holding and extending to all of humanity brings about the enormous changes necessary for the endemic suffering and poverty of the vast majority on earth to be fully relieved. In 2016, all the major causes of human misery will end. The new golden age for humanity has arrived, and the first signs, like the first green shoots signaling the arrival of spring after a harsh winter, are about to appear. Do not allow the negative energies that arise when you see and hear news of intense suffering to drain and exhaust you as you offer love and compassion to those so affected. This occurs whenever you choose to enter into their pain. Why would you choose to enter into another's pain? Perhaps because you feel somewhat responsible for it? Every human on earth is following a path chosen with great wisdom and foresight before incarnating. Every single human is precisely where they intended to be as a result of prenatal choices. Obviously, for many, these choices have led to intense pain and suffering, but what they are doing, what they have chosen to do, even though awareness of that choice has for the most part been forgotten, is assisting in humanity's awakening by helping to clear the deep negativity that has built up over the eons so that love may flow in and bring light to the dark that has become heavily established in various areas of the world. In time, in the illusion, there have, over the eons, been many technologically advanced societies on Earth, societies that became so ego-driven and power-hungry that they totally forgot their divine origins. All sentient beings were created in love by God, and so love remains their true nature, as they played the game of separation from God. As humans, severely limited by the rules of the game, they allowed their hearts to close, thus hiding from themselves their true nature, and instead developed great, within the preset limitations of their human bodies, intelligence that they further developed in order to win the game of separation from other like-minded humans. This intelligence, more really a set of very limiting but powerful skills, was used to build nations, cultures, armies, and the necessary weapons to enable them to impose their will on others, by focusing intently on the so-called dark or shadow side of their human natures. Humanity is now collectively working to reach a balance between the dark and the enlightened sides of its nature, so that the two sides may become integrated, whereupon the heart will open, or the veil that has hidden the light will dissolve, and the creative abilities of the dark side, overwhelmed and unconditionally accepted by love, will cease playing the unreal game of separation. When the game is terminated by humanity's collective choice, and the opposing sides of your individual human natures combine and integrate, enormous creative abilities and competences will arise, enabling you to cooperate in a wondrous state of harmony and very quickly heal all the damage that has occurred over the eons. Separation is a state of disharmony where the yin and yang have moved away from their state of union, have become extremely confused, and have then chosen to see each other as ferocious enemies. This has been pointed out by many sages and wise ones over the eons, and finally the realization of what this means is becoming apparent as the human collective seeks to move lovingly together as recognition of the oneness of all becomes inescapably apparent. The divine reality is the state of oneness in which all that God creates has its endless and eternal existence. There is no alternate reality or place where, for instance, evil exists. There is only God. Evil is unreal. However, in the illusion you are playing a game with many facets, and evil is one of those facets. It seems very powerful, but that is only because you fear it. When you open your hearts to the divine field of love in which you are eternally enveloped, fear dissolves. When fear dissolves, so does conflict, which is but a reaction to fear. It is like waking from a nightmare which is unreal, while in the moment it seems very real, and recognizing it for what it was, whereupon it dissolves and fades from memory, unless you write it down immediately, along with the fear that it engendered. Humanity's awakening is the same, but on an extremely large scale, and when it is complete, there will be no more nightmares to frighten you. The reality of love will envelop you in overwhelming joy, and the unreality of all your worries, anxieties, and fears then becomes unmistakable, as they all fade and are forever lost, because they never were. You are eternal divine beings, infinitely loved by God, the source of all, and you live, now, in this only moment, in permanent joy. However, by choosing to build and engage with the illusion to attempt to experience a reality separate from Source, you shut out love by veiling yourselves in an unreal state of darkness and fear. It could best be likened to a small child hiding in a dark closet and terrifying itself, even though there is nothing terrifying in there with it. All that frightens you is unreal. It is unreal because it was unreal when you made it. You made it to play a temporary but frightening game of being separate from Source. But you can never be separate from Source. That is impossible, because Source is all that exists. However, over the illusory eons that you have been playing this game, its apparent reality has intensified right up until this moment in humanity's spiritual evolution, where spiritual evolution is merely your path to awakening, where you find yourselves no longer willing to undergo the pain and suffering that the game continuously provides. Thus you have, finally, chosen collectively to awaken. All you need do is open to whatever arises in your lives and realize that that is the path you have chosen to follow to your awakening, and that because your awakening is both your will and God's, then your resounding success is divinely guaranteed and consequently absolutely inevitable. Go within daily to your holy and sacred altar where the light of God's love burns constantly, and ask for help to awaken, and you will be inundated with help instantly. If you allow it, then you will feel that divine field of love enveloping and embracing you. Your loving brother, Jesus.